With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Results are coming in from the midterm primaries. Former Democratic Governor Roy Cooper and ex-Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Whatley each won their party's U.S. Senate nominations in North Carolina, setting the stage for a fall campaign that could determine control of the chamber. Both clinched their elections in crowded fields to replace retiring Senator Tom Tillis. He isn't seeking a third term. In Texas, there's a race for the Republican nomination for Senate, with incumbent John Cornyn trying to win a fifth term, but facing opposition from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and Congressman Wesley Hunt. Governor Greg Abbott has won the GOP nomination for governor in Texas, and in Arkansas, Tom Cotton wins the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in that primary election. In other news, President Trump says the U.S. military has the upper hand in the war against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said the ongoing combat operations have been very successful in eliminating Iran's forces and systems.
They have no Navy. It's been knocked out. They have no Air Force. It's been knocked out. They have no air detection. That's been knocked out. Their radar has been knocked out.
He also disputed claims that Israel forced the U.S. to take action. The president said, if anything, he might have forced Israel's hand because he believed Iran was going to attack. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel stepped up air strikes on Iranian missile launchers and a nuclear research site, and Iran retaliated against Israel and across the Gulf region, disrupting energy supplies and travel. As explosions rang out Tuesday in Tehran and in Lebanon, where Israel said it struck Hezbollah militants, the American embassy in Saudi Arabia was there. Colorado Democrats want to legalize prostitution. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The bill would remove all criminal penalties for the practice and void all local laws against it. Maine has decriminalized prostitution, but so far no state has made it fully legal everywhere within its borders. The four Democratic sponsors of the legislation, three of whom are women, claim that the measure would improve the health and safety of prostitutes. At this point, the bill's fate in the Colorado legislature is uncertain. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two women who are living as men are suing Kansas over a new law that bars them from changing the gender on their driver's licenses. The women who are being represented by the American Civil Liberties Union claim that the statute violates right to privacy, personal autonomy, and due legal process guaranteed by the Kansas Constitution. Eight other states don't allow transgender people to change their driver's licenses. SRN News. Worries about war send oil prices up and stocks plunging.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street after recouping much of an early loss, while crude oil prices climbed even higher on worries about the widening war with Iran. The S&P 500 lost 0.9% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 403 points. That's about 0.8%. The Dow had been down more than 1,200 points. The Nasdaq Composite pared its loss to 1%. Crude oil prices rose almost 5%. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.06%. Seth Sutel, New York.
New Mexico prosecutors are presenting never-before-seen video depositions of Meta executives at a trial that centers on the impacts of the conglomerate's platforms on children. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.